This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. When the weather cools down, action on the hardwood heats up, and so today we're getting a preview of the college basketball season in Vermont with a focus on two squads in Division I and Division III that fell a bit short of their goals last season and are hoping for better things this year. We're joined now by our sports correspondent Andy Gardner for that first look at the UVM Catamounts and Middlebury Panthers, and we'll talk about some other teams as well. Andy, thanks for being here.
Glad to be with you, Mitch.
So let's start with the University of Vermont men's team. The Catamounts hoping to get back to the NCAA tournament this year. They got derailed in that effort last season. How are they favored in the America East Conference this year?
Well, they were picked third in the preseason coaches poll, Mitch, which is a good spot to be. Albany, which has won the league tournament the last 3 years running, was number two, and number one was Stony Brook, who has the two-time reigning player of the year in Jameel Warney, who is clearly a man among men in this league. So Vermont was third, but that's a solid position for them. They are coming off seven consecutive 20-win seasons and seven consecutive postseason appearances. Last year, it was the collegiate College Basketball Invitational, where the Cats won two games in advance of the semifinals, giving them some valuable postseason experience with this squad. But the NCAA tournament is always the goal, and that's going to be the challenge this year.
Well, one thing that should help UVM is continuity. They do have some starters returning from last year's team. Who's expected to have a breakout season this year or at least improve on things from last year?
Well, they have an all-conference forward in senior Ethan O'Day, an accomplished scorer and rebounder, but a player who is prone to foul trouble, which has cost them in the past. They've got a transfer from Hofstra, Darren Payan, who has been very strong in the preseason. He gives them a little more upfront presence. And Drew Urquhart, a sophomore, joins that threesome. But that's where it kind of ends. The Catamounts are very thin in the front court. They have a little size, but they don't have bulk and muscle. Where this team's strength is in the backcourt. They've got four guards, all of whom are talented players who can handle the ball and can shoot. And that's where you're going to see a little bit of a different look with Vermont this year. They're going to be playing small ball, three-guard offenses much of the time. They don't have a true center. They don't even have a true power forward. So Kurt Stile, who's one of their better shooters, but he's a swingman, may shift and play power forward, making them an even smaller team.
So you think we'll see more of a run-and-gun type of offense this year from UVM?
Much more up-tempo, yes. Playing into that is one of the rule changes in effect this year, where they've dropped down from a 35-second clock to a 30-second clock. So that's going to force teams to up the tempo a bit. Fortunately for Vermont, they've got the guards who can do that. And particularly, they return their two starters, Dre Wills and Trey Bell-Haynes. But joining them is a really exciting freshman, Ernie Duncan. He was redshirted last year when he went out with a back issue, but he's back completely healthy now and has been looking really strong in preseason.
Let's talk about Middlebury now. They would like to make it back to the NCAA tournament. They're playing in Division III. What about the expectations for that team this year? What's Coach Jeff Brown hoping for?
Well, it was a funny season for Middlebury last year. They were 17-7 overall, a fine record. They've actually had an 80% winning percentage over the last 8 years. But they only finished 4-6 in the New England Small College Athletic Conference, which has become one of the premier men's basketball conferences in Division III. So they missed even the league tournament. So that's their first goal, is to get back at the top of NESCAC and see if they can make things happen. They have two players who should be strong points for them both in the backcourt. Jake Brown is the point guard, a junior who's got 2 years of experience. And then former Missisquoi Valley Union star Matt St. Amour will be the shooting guard. And he is an offensive threat who should really blossom in this, his junior year.
We should make mention of the St. Michael's Purple Knights. They're in a tough Division II. They wrapped up their preseason recently with a tilt against the aforementioned Division I UVM Catamounts. Now, the Purple Knights, obviously not expected to win that game. They were defeated 85-56. Can they expect some improvement, though, this season?
It's going to be a work in progress, Mitch. They lost all five starting players from a year ago, a good team that reached the semifinals of the Northeast 10 Conference, including in that five some more 3,000-point career scores. So Coach Josh Meyer is going to be working with essentially a new deck this year. But they do have a very, very strong building block in forward Matt Bonds, who has got both scoring ability and rebounding ability. He had 26 points and 9 rebounds against Vermont, and they could just not find a way to stop him. And the other key for St. Michael's will be senior point guard Greg Grippo.
What about the St. Mike's women? They've had a pretty competitive team in recent years, haven't
they? Well, they had a very interesting preseason game with Vermont. The women have made a change. They're playing four quarters now rather than two halves. And St. Michael's trailed by 20 points at the start of the fourth quarter against the Catamounts. They actually came back and took the lead in the last minute before Vermont was able to pull out a narrow victory. So it could be a strong season, one that will develop for a third-year coach, Shannon Kynock. And her key player will be Mackenzie Baroud, who had a strong game against Vermont.
Now, one of the things that you were telling me before we actually started talking here that really surprised me was that the UVM women had been in the NCAA tournament as recently as just 5 years ago, and it seemed like longer to me.
It's 2010. That was the Courtney Pilopatis, May Katsopoulos team that actually won a game in the tournament. They defeated Wisconsin. But it's been a fall of some proportion since then. Coach Lori Geer McBride this year has really done some soul searching. Last year's 5-24 campaign was, as she said, the most disheartening season she's ever been a part of. So she's revamped her staff, has 3 new coaches. Courtney Pilopatis now is a full-time assistant. She had been spending time with the Canadian national team. And with Courtney's connections, Vermont has reopened the Canadian pipeline. They have 6 new players this year, 4 of whom are from Canada. And that has always been the strong suit of UVM's program. Its top 5 career scorers are all Canadians. So they're on the right path, but this is not going to be a 1-year turnaround. The Cats are going to have to take small steps before they can take big ones.
And they certainly want to improve on that record you mentioned from last year.
Yes.
Maybe they can at least get past that and then start to work toward.
That's the goal. Small steps and then keep going.
Our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.